Like innumerable children with imaginations fired by animated films, Hong Kong product and graphic designer Ricky Ma grew up watching cartoons featuring the adventures of robots and dreamed of building his own one day. Ma has realized his childhood dream at the age of 42 by successfully constructing a life-sized robot from scratch on the balcony of his home.
I'm Mark Watt. Today, very happy to talk to you.
The fruit of his 18-month labor is a female robot prototype he calls the Mark 1. The robot is modeled after a Hollywood star whose name he wants to keep under wraps. It responds to a set of programmed verbal commands spoken into a microphone.Ma says he doesn't know of anyone else in the city who views humanoid robots as a hobby, and few seem to understand his ambition.
When I was a child, I liked robots. Why? Because I liked watching animation. All children loved it. There were Transformers, cartoons about robots fighting each other, and games about robots. After I grew up, I wanted to make one, but during this process, a lot of people say things like, "Are you stupid? This costs a lot of money. Do you even know how to do it? It's really hard."
Along with simple movements of his arms and legs, turning his head and bowing, Ma's robot can form detailed facial expressions.
Ma, you are very beautiful.
Thank you.
Ma, you are so cute.
Yes, thank you.
A 3D printed skeleton lies beneath Mark 1's silicon skin, covering its mechanical and electronic interior. About 70% of his body was created using 3D printing technology. In creating the complex robot, Ma adopted a trial and error method in which he encountered obstacles ranging from frequently burnt out electric motors to the robot losing its balance and toppling over.
When I started building it, I realized it would involve dynamics, electromechanics, and programming. I have never studied programming, so how was I supposed to code? Additionally, I needed to build 3D models for all the parts inside the robot. Also, I had to make sure the robot's external skin and its internal parts could fit together. When I put everything together, it was really difficult.
But with Mark 1 standing behind him, Ma says he has no regrets.
I figured I should just do it when the time is right and realize my dream. If I could realize my dream, I would have no regrets in my life.
Ricky Ma, who believes the importance of robots will grow, hopes an investor will buy his prototype, giving him the capital to build more. The designer also wants to write a book about his experience to help other enthusiasts. The rise of robots and artificial intelligence are among disruptive labor market changes.The World Economic Forum warns it will lead to a net loss of 5.1 million jobs over the next 5 years. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.